Ayan na! Ayan na! Kamusta kayo dyan mga kameta? O, ayan mga nandun pa sa kabilang channel. O, hintayin natin lumipat pa yung iba. Patapos na yata yung mga kabilang mga channel na mga ibang kaibigan natin na mga vloggers. Ito na guys. Ito na. Marami tayong pag-usapan. Daming mga pangyayari sa ating politika. Nako, napakahaba yung araw natin. Of course, kahapon nagkaroon tayo ng problem dun sa live natin, dun sa interview natin with Commodore Jay Tariella. Na-post na po natin yung live version, okay siya sa Facebook, pero unfortunately dito sa YouTube, I don't know what happened, na-cut siya. So kung pagtitingnan yung live, nakalagay 45 minutes, whatever, pero parang 3 minutes lang na-upload. So I don't know what happened, siguro na-overwhelming internet natin. Gladly dun sa Facebook naman lumabas yung version. And of course, kagabi, gising tayo hanggang mga 4-5 a.m. kasi nag-upload ako nung isang HD version niya. 8 gigabytes. So inedit-edit ko pa yung ng hanggang madaling araw. Tapos nung in-upload ko, wala, hanggang the next day pa hindi pa na-upload. So mga 11 a.m. ko pa na-upload. Ayan, so makita niyo yung 4K HD version na in-upload na natin sa Facebook. Dito naman sa YouTube, hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin na-upload or something, no? Medyo malaki-laking file yan. So I had to make some technical adjustments. Alam niyo naman, wala tayong production team, wala nga sariling sikap. So yun, I had to sort this thing out. And of course today guys, crazy talaga today, grabe, back to back tayo, tatlo, apat yung interview natin today. Three of them, I was the interviewer, yung isa naman tayo ng in-interview. Of course, gladly nag-cut up tayo with the friends natin from The Economist Magazine, and dito si Anton was here. Actually half Pinoy pala siya, Pinoy, Italian, British na magaling na journalist from The Economist. So, alam niyo, regularly interview tayo in The Economist Magazine. Although they don't always quote you as much as they should. But anyway, directly quote you. But that was good. But may tatlo tayong interview. Yung interview natin, guys, with Commodore Trinidad, yung spokesman ng the Philippine Navy. Ayan, sobrang nakakatawa yung conversation, encouraging conversation. And then mga pinag-usapan pa namin, yung mga, ayan, Marites diplomacy. Tinanong ko kay Commodore, ano yung gentleman's agreement ganun. Tapos syempre he was warning us against yung tinatawag na cognitive warfare rin, no? Sabi ko, hindi yata cognitive warfare yan, ano yata, Marites warfare yata yan, di ba? Yung mga kunyari may gentleman's agreement daw to sow division, to sow a confusion, to pit one faction against the other, to pit one of Duterte spokesman against the other. Ayan, Panelo, Harry Roque, ayan, nag-Harry Mek. Kumbaga, minimekos-mekos tayo ng China, di ba? Ayan, minimekos-mekos tayo ng China. So that was a very good conversation. Of course, we had also had Dr. Cabalsa, our good kapsat from Cagayan, to also discuss yung mga latest development dyan sa West Philippine Sea. Particularly, actually not West only, but Taiwan also, yung development sa mga EDCA sites in the north, pinag-usapan na yan. And then, to top it all, of course, kasama din natin yung German ambassador. Kanina dumating yung German, napaka-cool na tao itong German ambassador, diretso lang kami nag-coordinate ng the whole interview and all. And we discuss a lot of issues, guys, very, very important issues, including defense cooperation between Philippines and Germany, and of course, sabi ko nga, sana in the future, yung mga BMW Benz dito sa Pilipinas, lalo yung mga BMW, hindi lang inassemble sa Malaysia bago dalhin dito. Sana diretso na i-assemble sa Pilipinas. Kasi some of you know, some of the German cars that are here in the Philippines, hindi sila diretso from Germany, inassemble pa yung parts sa Malaysia bago dadalhin dito. Obviously, world-class pa rin. It's still, you know, it's still German cars. But so we're talking about investments, etc. Please abangan nyo yung mga interviews na yan dun sa One News, TV5. Show natin The View from Manila. Lumabas na yung interviews natin with National Security Advisor Jonathan Malaya. And the two parts actually. Dal-dal namin eh. Haba-haba ng usapan namin. So please check it out. The response has been overwhelmingly positive. Usually pag online, ang dami mga mean na tao, ng mga kaewanan, ng mga pinipost. But this looks like nakaka-uplift kasi nakikita ng tao na marami rin tayong mga matalinong kababayan na nagtatrabaho sa gobyerno at that. Kita niyo guys, no notes, nothing. Wala kaming notes. 2 hours, conversation, 2 parts. Ang dami namin pinag-usapan. Obviously, it goes without saying, I don't agree with everything coming from the government. I have my own areas of disagreement. More agreements siguro on West Philippines issue than other issue. More disagreement on domestic issue than other thing. But I'm always glad to see very thoughtful, very well-prepped very you know, deep thinking people working in our government. So nakakatuwa po yan, nakaka-inspire po yan. And then of course, paki-check rin dun sa YouTube channel natin. Upload na natin interview natin with Elbridge Colby, among others, to discuss also what the Trump administration could mean for the Philippines, ano yung direction ng bilateral relationship natin. So as you see, I'm trying to keep in touch with everyone from all around the world to give us a 360 degrees understanding of what happening in this country. Kaya parati ko sinasabi, I'm not competing against anyone in the Philippines. So may mga tao na nakiki-competitive sila sa akin. Sorry, I'm not competing with anyone with the Philippines. Ang target natin, international, because that's what we always deal with, right? Nagkataon lang na, of course, I just felt someone has to analyze also domestic politics more. Nagsulat tayo ng libro, by the way, academic book about Duterte, journal articles, among other things. But yun lang, just to be clear, kasi may makikita mga nagko-comments yan, kino-compare tayo sa mga ibang vloggers, ibang mga ganun. No, you don't need to compare me. I don't compete with any of these people, right? I compete against myself, and I try to put also the Philippines on the international map. Dahil yung alam niya naman, nakikita niya naman sa mga guests natin, both in my own media show, in my own podcast show, this is global. Global audience, global experts, people who know about governance and politics at the highest level, ambassadors, spokesmen, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, all around the world. So yun po yung ano natin. So please lang refrain from making, you know, puerile, juvenile comments na pinapa-compare-compare tayo. No, I'm not competing with anyone. Okay? Kaya ako, bukas ako parati sa collaborations dun sa mga ibang local bloggers and journalists and all. Because, you know, I want the world to know na marami tayong mga magagaling na journalists and bloggers and political commentators, among other things. So, very interesting developments. Now, speaking of, grabe, ang dami ko nakausap over the past 48 hours na mga spokes ng Philippine Coast Guard, spokesman ng Philippine Navy, mga ilang-ilang experts na may alam sa ating gobyerno, sa ating policy, sa West Philippine Sea. So, for me, I think we're living an interesting time kasi ngayon, alam na eh, openly kina-call out na yung mga tinatawag na makapili. Obviously guys, alam niyo naman sino yung mga makapili, yung historical reference. Ito yung mga Pilipino na nag-side with Imperial Japan. So in their own anti-US, I mean again, what US did was wrong in terms of colonizing the Philippines, in my opinion, in terms of hijacking our revolution against Spain. May mga maling ginawa ng Espanya sa atin, ang dami-dami. You can just read Rizal's novels. Maraming namatay and sobrang horrible yung impact ng Philippine-American War at the turn of the 20th century. Lahat yan, totoo yan. But to side with Imperial Japan, napaka marahas, napaka brutal, just because Asian din sila. So, porque Asian sila, na parang kalahay natin in a way, mas okay sila kaysa Western countries. Even though, of course, we know in reality, napaka-brutal ang Imperial Japan. And you don't believe me, ask my Lola, right? May mga videos tayo, interview natin, Lola natin. You know, they were burying people alive during those time, all right? Including my ancestors almost. So, just to be clear about this, guys, yan ang, ito yung problema, yung makapili mindset, no? Na tama naman na i-criticize ang Western countries. Tama naman na may maraming ginawang mali yung mga Western powers. Colonial powers sila after all. We shouldn't have any illusion about them. Pero yung tatalon ka doon sa kampo ng mas marahas pa na imperialists, mas brutal pa na mga imperialists, dahil lang, ba't parang Espanyol tayo magsali ba? Imperialists, autoridades. Hindi, kasi nagbabasa tayo ng ano, yung Brains of the Nation ngayon. Ulit, binabalikan ko yun kay Rizal Mujares. I was reading yung chapter ni Taverna. Taverna ako ng Taverna. Nahalas ko, baka dahil Anthony Taverna ako ng Taverna. Si Taverna, di ba? Tipardo. Trinidad, Taverna. So, yung autoridad, ano yan? Autoridad sociales, autoridad, ano yan? Los políticas. Okay, anyway. Obviously, maraming ginawang mali yung mga Western powers. Given na yan, colonizers sila. But for me, what's even worse is when you side with even a more brutal new power na hindi Western, pero worse. Mas walang mode of conduct, walang concept of democracy, fascista, whatever. So that was what Imperial Japan was. Imperial Japan was. Obviously, today's Japan is a completely different ballgame. Ito na naman yung mga iba dyan. Gagamitin yung nangyari 1940s para sabihin masama pa rin ang Japan until today, which is ridiculous, right? Totally different issue ang Japan today. After all the transformations they had to go through, their peace constitution, all of those things. Now, going back to this, may mga nagsabi na the best way to describe some people who nowadays correctly criticize US, right? Whether ito yung kakulangan nila sa atin, whether ito yung mga maling interventions na ginawa nila sa Middle East, sa Gitnang Silangan, sa iba't ibang rehiyon ng mundo, sure, we can discuss that. Pero ang problema ngayon is, we na-weaponize itong anti-Western, anti-imperial discourse para i-justify or to apologize for itong ginagawang, tawagin natin for what it is, imperialismo sa West Philippine Sea, imperialismo sa East Asia. You don't want to believe me? Look at Mahathir Mohamad, right? Not necessarily a fan of the West, right? Mahathir Mohamad was he is still, he's about 99 years old. Ito yung tao na bago pa andun yung mga amateurs na bumpkin na mga, bago na yung mga iba dyan, he was already criticizing the West, di ba? And at times Mahathir would openly criticize yung leader ng Australia, call them recalcitrant or attack Australia as a deputy sheriff of US and talk about, you know, yung mga mali ng Western countries, talk about Asian values. But this is the same Mahathir wherein a few years ago he warned openly against, in a speech in Beijing, if I'm not mistaken, in Zhongnanhai, Mahathir openly warned about new colonialism. See? New colonialism. Now, hindi na sinabi openly na imperialism mga Chinese, but if you read what he was saying throughout the elections in 2018 and then what he said afterwards, he was openly warning about some dangerous tendencies coming out of China, right? Now, this is not an endorsement of some very troubling racialist, you know, kind of a ultra Bumiputra arguments from Mahathir. I disagree with him. But the fact that Mahathir, a very anti-Western leader, openly warned about new colonialism, because old colonialism na yung West, then that tells you, di ba? That tells you there's something wrong with some people na ngayon, purong sinasabi yung mali ng Amerika noong 1910s, mali ng Espanya noong 1820s, mali ng, I don't know, Inglaterra noong 1960s, mali yung Amerika noong nasa ibang lugar, ibang rehiyon, tapos wala silang sinasabi whatsoever dito sa mga pagbubuli nangyari sa atin, sa sarili natin bakuran. Wala silang sinasabi kahit ano ukol dito sa psychological warfare, disinformation, anything about yung pagbubuli or pagka neocolonialismo, yung mga north of Laos, alam na natin, ano na yan, di ba? Or yung mga death trap diplomacy, mga ganun. Although, of course, death trap diplomacy doesn't apply to most cases that is talked about, but it applies to some Central Asian countries. It almost applied to Malaysia, to a certain degree to Sri Lanka. So, my point here is, guys, kung tunay na independent-minded ka, you're gonna criticize Trump, you're gonna criticize yung mga mali ng mga Western countries sa Gitnang Silangan, ibang regions of the world, mga kakulangan nila sa Pilipinas. But you're also gonna criticize, perhaps, or actually, you should even more criticize pag yung bansa mo mismo ang binubuli. Pag yung bansa mo mismo ay, kung sinasakop yung sarili mong bakuran, di ba? Kung ikaw ay ginagaslight for fighting for your own rights, di ba? So, ito yung konteksto ng Makapili 2.0 conversation. At nakita natin na si Comrade Tariel among others has been releasing some of these pictures, very interesting pictures of mga modern Makapili. And then, parang interesting itsura na to, ha? Sino kaya yan? Okay. So please, to understand yung context ng conversation, please check out yung interview natin with Commodore Tariella. I think he was more outspoken than ever, considering government official ito, ano? Tungkol sa ito issue ng mga Makapili. Kasi binabastos siya. Binabastos kaming lahat. Lahat binabastos. Lahat ng mga lumalaban para sa West Philippines, para sa ating dignidad, para sa ating karagatan, para sa ating teritorya, sovereignty. Lahat ng tao, binabastosan nila, na-attack nila, tinatag nila na, tuta ng Amerika, mga ganun. Eh, porque sila yung tuta, yung iba nga, bayaran pa ngayon, all of that. Atakin pa nila yung mga gaslighting na kumaga ginagawa. So please check out itong interview natin with Comrade Tariella. And of course, we also discuss, may plano ba kay Sir? Baka gusto niya ng, baka may kailangan na pang tapat kay Sir Robin Padilla or mga ganun types, di ba? So, paki-check yung interview natin with Comrade Tariella. Update natin. Ito yung 8GB version na high definition. Please check it on Facebook. Nag-upload din tayo dyan sa Ito yung hindi 8 gigabytes. Ito yung live version na 1 gigabytes. Alright, so paki-check out. Check it out. Very, very interesting discussions. Now, speaking of... Ayan na naman, oh. Speaking of, mga hindi nag-off ng phone. Mamaya, mga copyright tayo ng mga music na, ano, Budots music. Mga Budots yan. Sige lang, lagay natin ulit, Budots. Ito, mga kabudots. Ito yung mga music na pag-traffic ka sa, ano. Ito, guys. So, interestingly, first of all, there is an ongoing investigation. Ito na, guys. So, mga official na magkakaroon ng investigation ito. And again, let me say thank you to Sir Ivan. Ivan. I don't know how to put it in a Russian way or in English. Ivan, even. Meron siyang Pinos. Okay to. Okay na bata to. Medyo masyadong right-wing, pero okay to. So resolution to call on a thorough investigation in aid of legislation. Ito, legit to kasi. Di ba sabi natin, kailangan natin ng batas sa katraydoran sa panahon ng peacetime. Yun yung sinabi ni Senator Trillanes dito sa interview natin. Ito yung sinabi ni Justice Carpio, mga others. Wala kasi tayong batas sa katraydoran pag peacetime. Meron lang tayong sa wartime. So, maybe it's time to revisit some of these things. Although, of course, personally, I'm very iffy about any laws na could be abused or weaponized. So, let me be also clear about that. At the same time, hindi naman tayo na, bababa tayo, di ba? May kailangan din tayong gagawin, di ba? So, ito sa reported gentleman's agreement between former President Rodrigo Rua Duterte and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Again, ha, officially, parang ang dating dun sa interview natin with the good Commodore Trinidad, mukhang ang take nung iba dyan, Marites lang yan. But, ayon kay Harry, napaka-credible na tao, mukhang may nangyari talaga. And then si Digong, nung biglang tinawag siya, dito ka, nung interview siya ng Global Times ng China, yung talagang, kumbaga, yun ang DDS ng Communist Party ng China. Oh, opo, meron po kami agreement, pero di ko naintindihan, ganun pala. Ah, okay, alam niyo na yung kalakaran. Alright, so, eto na guys. So, whereas multiple reports, wala na. Multiple reports confirmed that the supposed gentleman's agreement allegedly made by former President Duterte with China was supposed to limit the supply and supply sent by the government to the soldiers stationed in the grounded Sierra Madre in Ayungin Shoal. Again, so this is interesting. So the gentleman's agreement was not only about not... kasi ang concern... Ako, kasi inisip ko, yung sinisabi ng China is huwag kayong mag-fortify, huwag kayong magdala ng mga simento, steel, yung mga anything to enlarge yung facilities nyo dyan sa Ayungin Shoal. Ito sinasabi na ayon sa gentleman's agreement, or at least base sa sinabi ng China, kahit yung basic resupply, di ba? Kailangan i-constrict yan. And as you know, yung resupply na pinag-usapan natin, tubig, pagkain. Kasi yung mga marines natin dun, kawawa eh, kinakalawang na yung BRP Sierra Madre, di ba? Ito, whereas while the former president confirmed the gentleman's agreement at a press conference last April 2024 in Davao City, this is in addition to the Global Times thing, and that its main goal was to avert armed confrontation between Filipinos and Chinese in the West Philippine Sea. It only favors Beijing and compromises the Philippines' national interests. Of course, obviously, nakita naman natin, lumalaban tayo ngayon sa ilalim ni BBM, katulad ni time ni Aquino, wala namang gyera, wala naman, sabihin na naman yung proxy war, yung mga kasyungan na ngayon. Gyera agad, di ba? Alam mo na, walang alam sa buhay yan pag sinabi niya, gyera agad, di ba? Ito, sinisabi niya na in under the pretense na ito ay para sa peace, di ba? For... peace, love. Ang ginawa dito is na-compromise yung Philippines' national interest. Diba? Yun yung sinasabi dito, right? Ito yung in-imply ng itong resolution na yan. And whereas there is a necessity to look into such agreement to check if the same is true since it's been used as China's justification of its harassment of Filipino resupply boats including the use of water cannon on them. And also, yun nga eh, analyze din natin, kung talaga may basihan yan, dapat ba may pananagutan hindi lang sa mga mali na nangyari doon sa panahon ni Digong, pero yung epekto niya hanggang ngayon, dahil hanggang ngayon binubuli tayo, lalo tayo binubuli ngayon, dahil kunyari daw, or, ano yung ulit ng term natin, alleged sa Tagalog? Diba? Yung allegedly, meron ganun, so yun ang ginagawang justification ng China para bulin tayo ngayon, diba? Umanoy. Ganyan. Okay. Whereas the so-called gentleman's agreement, if any, is constitutionally void since it is tantamount to the surrender of our country, eto na, pabunta na tayo sa interesting language. Since it's tantamount to, alam niyo na, to the surrender of our country's sovereign rights over our exclusive economic zone. Kasi alam niyo naman guys, yung Ayung Inshol, isa siyang low tide elevation within the Philippines exclusive economic zone. So dapat kasama, ano yan, karagatan natin yan, backyard natin yan, sarili natin bakuran yan. Walang, China has no business there. It's not a territory to be claimed. It's within, well within our exclusive economic zone. So, surrender. Surrender, kumbaga. So, anong term dyan, diba? O, alam niya na. Now, therefore, be it resolved, as it is hereby resolved, to conduct an investigation in the claim of a gentleman's agreement involving the administration of former President Rodrigo Duterte and the Chinese government. So, that's interesting. Obviously, marami mga politiko dyan sa Congress. Ito rin yung mga politiko na aliado ni Digong dati. So, ewan ko, alam niyo naman, ang kalakaran sa atin. Pero in fairness naman, some of them have seen the light of day and, you know, there's a refound sense of patriotism. So, support na lang natin yan, guys. Okay, good yan. Kasi at the very least, we have to understand what on earth is going on. Hindi pwede na hanggang Marites diploma silang nangyari or Marites explanation nangyari. Di umanoy, kaya nga, di umanoy. Okay, di umanoy, di ba? Sabi ko nga, di umanoy, di ba? Di umanoy, oh, caveat tayo. Mas gusto ko yung kay Ronald Llamas, ah. Hindi ko sinasabi, parang mas gusto ko yung version na hindi ko sinasabi, pero gano'n. Oh. Hindi ko sinasabi, pero gano'n. Now, interestingly, guys, ito, mag-thank you rin tayo kay Sir Ivan kasi he also posted the bot that, uy, sumisigat na si Sir. Ito. So, interestingly, guys, nakita ko rin yan. Ngayon, bati Manila Times. Okay? Kung saan may mga columnist tayo katulad ni... Oh, yan, okay. Hindi yung mga magagaling na columnist sa kaibigan natin, ha? Yung mga sila Jorge Moares, sila Xiao Chow, magagaling yung mga columnist and the best yan. I'm talking about you know who, right? Huwag na natin pangalanan. Although ito si Sir Tariela, parati niyong pinapangalan. Makaaway naman yan. Ako mabait ako eh. Ayoko makibagkaaway. I'm a nice guy. Alam niyo naman, very nice guy ako. Ito guys ha, pati Manila Times. Ito yung publisher ng, alam mo, Matrix dati. Matrix, pati sila Gretchen Ho, pati si Jollibee. Alam niyo, nadamay lahat. Hindi ko alam ba't di dinamay si Ronald Llamas. Sabi niya, Ronald, ba't hindi? Ikaw yung dinamay. Ewan ko sa'yo. Sabi ko, ako mabait ako, di ba? Dapat si Ronald na nandun. But anyway, may ano na rin itong Manila Times, ha? Interesting, ha? Very interesting. So, ito, meron silang editorial. Editorial to, guys. So, galing talaga ito sa kanilang, essentially, the nervous system of the whole, diba? So, this is not the stance of one column, right? This is the editorial team, alright? Ang title is Beijing's Mouthpiece. So, basahin natin guys. Interesting ito. Ah. So, this is by the editorial board of the Manila Times, April 21, 2024. May mga 1,000 pang nakabasa ito at 8 shares. Dalawang comments. Sana naman binasa ng mas... Lagyan nyo na lang siguro na magandang ano to. Magandang cartoons yan or something. Anyway, in an extensive interview with a newspaper owned by the Chinese Communist Party earlier this month, former President Rodrigo Duterte raised talking points straight out of Beijing's propaganda playbook. It was an unseemly performance by the former leader of this country who expressed his gratitude to and love for China without evincing any national pride or mentioning the turmoil that Beijing's aggressive behavior has brought to his own countrymen. Aba. Aber, talagang ano ah. Paano naging unseemly yan? Alkilala naman natin si Digong. Ganyan talaga yan ever since. Ayan ah, ito. Oh, kaya ng musga. Oh, ito na. Ayan, okay, ito. In his Q&A with the Global Times, Duterte spoke of the, quote, very neutral, independent foreign policy that he sought to pursue, but then said, I really love China more than Americans, who he described as very hostile. Hostile to who? Hostile to you? Wala akong pake sa personal feelings mo. When you're a president, you should care about the national interest. Kung meron may mga personal axe to grind ka, huwag ka na magpresidente. Kahit nga barangay chairman, dapat mas more professional than that. Eh. And why should you love one superpower over the other? Why should we even love any of the superpowers? This is not about love. This is not about personal affections. This is about the national interest. Right? So, ito si Digong na naman. This along line was the truth behind Duterte's quote-unquote independent foreign policy, and those who parroted this line when he was president simply had no stomach for speaking truth to power. Well, as far as I'm concerned, my friends, I have been calling this out for quite some time. Hindi ko na alam yung ibang biglang naging opisyales ngayon, biglang naging matapang ngayon, biglang naging patriotic sa West Philippine Sea, or yung mga ibang senador dyan, biglang naging West Philippine Sea shirt. Pero tanong ko, anong ginagawa niyo mga panahon na kaming lahat nagsasalita at we were pointing out the worst of the policies of the Tatay regime, right? Speaking to the Global Times reporters who visited him in Davao City, aba talagang diretso na sa Davao, talagang mukhang may, ano, may straight, ano, baka dumaan ba sa Manila itong mga to, baka dumiretso na sa Davao Port. Speaking to the three Global Times reporters, aba, hindi lang isa, tatlo. Three Global Times reporters who visited him in Davao City, the former president profusely thanked China for seeking his views and exhibited the kind of obsequiousness, dapat onctuousness, he has reserved for officials from Beijing. This was far from removed from the threats and insults he heaped on Filipino journalists who dared to ask him hard questions when he was still president. Diba, guys? Panalo tong presidente natin. Pag Pinoy yung journalist, pag pinag-usapan yung interes ng bayan, pag pinag-usapan ang karapatan pang tao, pag pinag-usapan yung buhay at welfare at mga kabutian para sa ating mga manggagawa, para ating sa ating mga ano, magsasaka, pag pinag-usapan yung interes ng bayan, gano'n, ang daming daktak, galit sa journalist, bayaran daw, ganyan daw, ganyan daw, ganyan daw. O, tapos pag Chinese journalist, hindi isa, hindi dalawa, tatlong reporters ng Global Times, isang sa mga pinaka propaganda newspapers on earth, di ba? Believe na believe si Tatay Digong doon. Sabi ni Digong, before I went to Beijing, the durian fruit and the mangoes were not acceptable China. Ay, talagang magpasalamat tayo kay Tatay Digong. Nakakuha tayo ng nakabenta tayo ng manga at durian dahil ano ba yun, kapalit ng West Philippine Sea parang. Taas ang level ng ano ni Tatay, ah. Tatay, akala ko $24 billion ang makuha natin. Durian pala tsaka banana lang na benta mo. And by the way, actually questionable yung claim niyan because panon pa lang ni Aquino na-resolve na yung issue ng durian at tsaka yung banana-banana na yan. Temporary restrictions lang ginawa ng China. Ang bola lang sila. Yun lang ginawa nila sa Australia. May sanction here and babalik ulit. Before I went to Beijing, the durian fruit and mangoes were not acceptable to China. After I visited China and talked to the president, humbly asking, ito naman tanong, bakit humbly? Sino ka ba? Ano, barangay chairman ka ba sa China? Amo mo ba yung isa? You shouldn't say humbly asking. You should say sincerely. You should say politely, whatever. Pero bakit ganun siya magsalita pag China? To consider the plight of my nation so that we can earn money. As if, tignan mo, ginagawa tayo mukhang pobre, kawawa. At least through our exports because we are an agricultural country. No, actually, we're not an agricultural country, tatay. Sana nagbabasa ka? Sana nag-aaral ka? Bakit ganun? Hindi po agriculture ang major source ng economic activity. Actually, we're a services-oriented economy. And arguably, our manufacturing is bigger than our agriculture. And liit ng agriculture sector natin. So we're not an agriculture country. Ito talaga si tatay. Ayan, number one daw for Senado, sabi ng mga kadidias natin. Sige lang, para pangtapat sa number one na si Robin Hood Padilla, para talagang yung level ma-maintain natin. Ha? When I came home, China opened the door, so I was very appreciative of the brotherly gesture, almost like to cry. Wow! Talagang si Okay, si guys, kaya sabi ko nakakaya talaga yung mga panahon na yan. To be honest, I know it because I had to explain this all around the world. Okay? This is like mendicant, ewan. I was really, napaiyak daw siya dun sa mga nabenta natin na durian sa China. Kahit siguro, ano mga kapalit ng buong West Philippine Sea, diba? Ibang klase talaga ito. Presidente ba yan? Ganun bang gusto natin presidente? O yan, gusto niyo maging senador yung mga ganyan? Hindi pa. Tignan niyo naman, guys. Addressing the daily cut with China and the Scarborough Shoal, he said, quote, the Chinese side allowed us to go there to fish. We do not quarrel with that. We do not ask for any solution. We just leave it at that. Dapat. Ayusin niyo naman yung grammar ni Kuya. That way, as long as there are no military conflicts, it was a very good arrangement. Everybody was happy. Ano kung everybody was happy? Baka ikaw lang happy. Hindi happy ang AFP. Hindi happy ang taong bayan. Hindi happy yung lahat ng mga tao na matino na iniisip yung kapakanan ng bayan, or yan. So, guys, yun ang sinasabi ko dito eh. This is very problematic. Very problematic. So, ito yung talagang, tingnan mo yung language, oh, for allowing us, China said allowed us to go there and to fish. I mean, hindi ba nakakaya yan? Napaka subservient. Hindi nga obsequious, subservient eh. Hindi lang ongtus eh. Subservient. Sabi nga nung isang kaibigan natin from another ASEAN country, hindi ko na sinasasabihin anong country to, pero matinong bansa to. Sabi niya, why is your president so slavish to China? That's not my term. That's the term of one journalist from one of the key ASEAN countries. Hindi ko sasabihin ang bansa yan. Pero believe me, alright? Nakakaya talaga. Ganun yung tingin talaga sa yung dati natin mayor, ay, mayor president. Ay, ano, oh. Basta, guys, imagine mo, hanggang ngayon, ganun pa rin. Ganun pa rin yung pananalita. So, kudos to Manila Times, right? Meron silang ganitong editorial to make it very clear, no, where they stand on the state of issues. So talagang openly Beijing's mouthpiece. Oh, hindi ko na makapili ganun, pero Beijing's mouthpiece yung tawag. Now, habang pinag-usapan natin itong mga tatay di ko mga ganyan. Ewan ko dito sa isang to. Oh, by the way, speaking of China, guys, there's this very interesting new data which actually tracks the data by The Economist magazine. Oh, yan ang mga hindi nyo makuha sa mga ibang vloggers. Kasi, okay, anyway, eto, speaking of eto mga cutting-edge research na ganyan. So, The Economist magazine actually, the other year, meron siyang data that showed that actually, if you look at China, yung actual defense spending nila, sobrang laki at sobrang malapit na sa US. Alright? So, because a lot of Chinese spending is secret, a lot of Chinese spending is not reported, but a lot of Chinese spending is going into domestic industries. So, the proper measurement that you have to use, guys, is not nominal dollars, but actually purchasing power parity-based dollars. Kasi a lot of the products they have is domestically made, but alam naman natin, knock-off yan ng Russian weapon systems or alam niyo na, kinuha dun sa design ng mga ibang fighters sa US. Kaya kung titingnan mo yung mga Chinese fighters na bago, parang halos photocopy na lang. Parang yung Xiaomi, halos photocopy ng... I mean, actually, maganda gagandahan ako kasi yung mga colors na Tiffany, Meta, ganun. Pero halos taken portion na sobrang photocopy yung tsura, diba? So ito, guys, so kung titingnan mo, there's also a new data right now in addition to The Economist one. I wanted to bring out The Economist one, oh, China's true defense spending. Trying to take out the real, the actual link. Yun nga, there are a number of pieces there that I can forward to you guys. Ito, nominal spending figures understate China's military might. This is very correct piece by The Economist magazine. Alright, ito. So these two figures show that actually, kasi alam ko yung mga sinasabi ng mga kapili, sino ba ang may pinakamalaking military sa mundo? Sino ba ang bully ganun-ganun? Again, as I said, pwede natin criticize yung ibang ginagawa ng Amerika all around the world. Sure, be my guest, okay? Hindi tayo katulad ng mga amboys na iba dyan na fanboy parati sa US. Hindi, criticize na. Oh, ito, so these are two datas we have that clearly show ang laki ng defense spending ng China. Halos the same level na sa US. And imagine, unlike US, ang China, walang allies yan, walang paki yan, di ba? Wala naman siyang tinutulungan na Ukraine na 60 billion. Wala naman siyang tinutulungan na mga allies sa Middle East na 10-20 billion. Hindi. Sariling sikap. Tapos sa Russia, benta lang siya ng benta, di ba? Kumikita na naman siya sa conflict. Actually, kumikita, ang laki ng kita ng China sa conflict sa Ukraine din eh. Ang lahat naman binibenta niya sa Russia, mura ang bilhin niya yung mga oil and gas ng Russia. Kawawa nga yung Russia eh. Desperate sila ngayon eh. So ito, kung titingnan mo yung defense spendings na yan, lumalapit ng China sa US talaga. And unlike US, wala silang treaty allies obligations, wala silang mga malalaking aid na binibigay, and they can concentrate their military in this part of the world. Is that a cause for surrender to China? No. That's just putting things into the right perspective. Na pag sinisabi mo, empire, west, masama, ganon, you also have to look at the other side, diba? And ito ay... hindi ito mga makapili, pero may mga iba dyan na kunyari leftist sila, kunyari ano, ek-ek sila. Tapos sinasabi, hindi, maawa ka naman sa China kasi in-encircle sila, kawawa naman, victim sila. So, okay lang na bubuli nilang Pilipinas? I mean, sobrang ewan yung argument. Ang lakas din ng China ngayon, guys. So yung mga ginagawa nila sa atin, excuse lang nila yun na kunyari kinakawawa pa sila ng US. Eh, sila nga yung ano ngayon, di ba? So yun yung problema sa mga... Ay, nako. So ang ilang sinasabi ko, yes, totoo yan na yung mga Western Arms Company kumikita sa conflict sa Ukraine. But guess what? Pati China kumikita rin dyan. Ang laki ng mga binibenta niya, alright, na weapon systems to China, from China. Let me bring out the graph there. Meron yun eh. Oh, may nakita akong graph dun sa... I think this is... Para makita niyo lahat. So, again ha, okay ako. Criticize niyo yung, ano, criticize niyo ang West. Walang problema yan. Let's have a proper debate on it. So, there's this very interesting piece, no? Who's supplying Russia's arms industry, right? So, usually pinag-usapan yung mga North Korea, yung mga ganyan types. Pero actually, China, quietly, ang dami niyang binibenta sa... Grabe, ang dami niyang binibenta sa Russia. Ito. Okay, ito. Boom. Kita niyo to, ha. See, again, guys, this is what you're gonna get when you are on my podcast. Cutting-edge analysis, data, figures, almost, you know, mini-lectures. And of course, please also feel free to check yung mga ibang mga pinost natin, guys, na mga lectures ko. So, pinost ko na yung lecture ko at Berkeley University. You can check also my previous lectures in Harvard Law School, Johns Hopkins, etc., Stanford. Paki-check yung mga nandun na multiple yung sa Stanford. You can check them. Available yan online. So, if you want context, big picture, marami tayong ma-analyze. Now, ito, this graph shows you. This is Russia's monthly imports of key military goods. Tignan, laki ng jump from China. Halos wala from China throughout previous years and even throughout 2022. And then, tignan mo. Halos kalahati ng lahat ng military imports ng China ay ng Russia ay galing sa China lang. So, kumikita rin ng China sa giyera ngayon, di ba? At yung sinasabi ng China, neutral sila kasi yung halingan yan. Marites lang yan, di ba? So, these are the things that we have to keep in mind. Again, so, what I'm saying is that hindi ko sinasabi na tama yung US or lahat ng yun. No, hindi. May mga issue din ako sa kanila. Pero yun ang problema sa mga kapilit. Hindi nila tinitignan yung mga kagawan din ng kampo nila. Kaya ganyan talagang problema sa mga kapilit na yan. Now, interestingly, may mga iba rin dyan na parang hindi ko alam ang gusto nila mangyari sa buhay. Yung mga... Like, kunyari, ano to? Ano tong sinasabi nitong fashionista natin na senador? Hindi ito. Itong fashion. Model fashion. Okay, ito, si Model. Yan, si Model. Ano tong... Ano yan? Ito, may quote from Politika. Soon interview din natin si Senator Sherwin Gachalian. Kasi dun sa show natin, we were also trying to interview more and more senators. So we had Rafi Tulfo, sharing. So marami tayong pag-usapan. Pero itong isa, hindi ko mind. Oy, by the way, Sir Robin Padilla, baka naman gusto mo. Okay naman ako. Open ako for discussion. Ako, game ako kahit sino. O baka si Aimee gusto niya. Okay lang naman sa akin. Pero anong sinasabi nitong isa? Anong sinasabi ni Cheese dito? Di ko gets. Ang sabi niya, huwag natin masyadong palakihin or pinapalaki ang issue. Kung sinasabi nila noon na sa nakaraang administrasyon, nagpapakatuta tayo sa masyado sa China. I mean, ano lang ba yun? Guys, come on. Kung sinasabi lang ba yun? I mean, gamitin niyo naman yung pag-iisip. Tingnan naman yung actual actions, di ba? Tingnan yung actual rhetoric and positioning ng previous president, di ba? Hindi lang ito yung umanoy. I mean, kitang-kita natin, di ba? Ay, pero sige, caveat tayo. Di umanoy, di ba? Sabi niya, sa China, pues, babalik na naman ba tayo sa pagpapakatuta natin sa mga Amerikano na mas rabid pa tayo, mas gigil pa tayo kaysa sa mga Amerikano. Okay, sa Amerikano, lugar, ayan na, lalabas na yung pagkakonya natin. Alam mo, guys, wag naman kayo ganyan sa akin. At least nagtatagalog naman tayo rin. Pinagtatawa na naman yung mga Tagalog natin. Lugar. Okay. Again. In principle, I agree na may mga tendency sa ibang kababayan natin, ibang politiko natin, na medyo masyadong pro-US. Gets ko yan. Kitang-kita ko yan. So for instance, yung pinost natin, interview natin dun sa mga American experts and all, na sila mismo ay agree sa akin na kulang yung binibigay ng Amerika sa atin. Dahil ang sinabi ko is, pag tinignan mo yung aid na binigay sa Ukraine kumpara sa Pilipinas, 1% lang yung sa atin. Right? Or maximum 5% or something like that. Sabi natin, okay, Ukraine, nasa gitna ng gyera. But they're not even a US ally, by the way. Right? Okay, I'm all for supporting Ukraine. Pero dapat ba yung binibigay sa Pilipinas, kahit kaharap natin ng China, 1% lang? Hindi pwede sana 10% or 20%? Thank God, hindi tayo nagkakagyera. Pero sana naman, di ba? Or dun sa mga ibang allies ng US, sa Middle East. Right? Sabi ko, bating at Jordan, Pakistan na nga, may mas maganda silang nakuha sa Amerika throughout the years eh. And then may makita kang mga Pinoy na magko-comment, "Sir, wag natin anuhin ang Amerika, sir, wag natin ganyan ang Amerika. Kawawa naman sila, marami silang problema." Ay, ayan tayo eh. Talagang maging loser tayo for life kung ganyan ang pag-iisip natin. Kung tayo mismo ay nagja-justify ng ating, alam mo yung parang ano to, ay may sasabihin na ako pero wag na, baka political incorrect. Pero alam niyo na yung sasabihin ko reference, di ba? Parang ikaw nga yung inaano, hindi pinaprioritize. Sabas, hindi, hayaan mo na siya, ganun naman talaga siya. Alam mo niya naman guys yung sasabihin ko. Hindi siya political correct siguro, kaya wag na natin sabihin. You can imagine what, you know, what parallels I can use, no? Anyway, so agree ako. Pero yung, ang problema ko dito sa rhetoric ng tuta ng Amerika, this in fairness, I think the good senator is coming from a good place. Okay? Ang problema ko naman sa ganun positioning is, anong basihan mo na sabihin yung magpakatuta tayo sa Amerika? Like, what is your indication? In what sense? Binigyan ba natin sila ng permanent basis dito? Hindi. Binigyan ba sila natin sila ng base sa Batanes? Hindi. Klaro ba talaga anong klase mga weapon systems or mga troops numbers na pwede na papapayagan natin dyan sa ETCA? O kung may alam si Senator, pakilabas, sir. Baka kailangan natin malaman, di ba? So, in absence of clear evidence that the Philippines is going back to the Cold War era of essentially completely outsourcing its foreign policy, either Marites ito or you're essentially amplifying the rhetoric of the Makapili side. He's a good senator. He's not Makapili, but he's ang problema, huwag natin bigyan ng ammunition yung ganyan na Makapili arguments na yan. So, dapat ingat tayo sa mga ganyan argument. So, ako, dapat ang rhetoric mo is, dapat totoong independent country tayo. Kaya ako, yung article natin today sa Philippine Daily Inquirer is, I talked about the Fantastic Five, di ba? I was referring to a set of new strategic partners. Kasi meron na tayong Big Three, di ba? That's Japan, Australia, and the US. Given na yan. Japan, obviously biggest treaty ally, ganyan-ganyan. Japan, biggest economic partner, negotiating reciprocal access agreement, US treaty ally, kind of good in investments, but not still there. And then Australia, status of forces agreement, near neighbor ally, mga ganyan. But I think the ones that we really have to talk to are these new sets of countries that are coming up and could be very, very helpful to us. India, yung BrahMos missile systems, maganda yan. Tapos very ano pa, affordable pa yung mga weapon systems ng India. France, na nag-offer ngayon ng submarines, nakipag-joint drills na sila sa atin sa West Philippine Sea. They're negotiating a reciprocal access agreement. Yeah, and alam niyo guys, French, hindi fan ng Amerika mga French. The French, although they're NATO ally, whatever, ganun, may sariling pag-iisip ng mga French and they wanna have their own independent stance very clearly as much as they could, diba? Malaking issue yan historically yung French-America dynamics, diba? And then of course South Korea huge, hindi lang ito source ng BTS or mga Korean novela. Korea is source of practically all of our advanced frigates in the Philippine Navy, all of our advanced fighter jets, FA-50s, and South Korea is offering us even submarines. They're offering us their next generation fighters that they're developing right now. And then obviously you also have Germany, right? Which so abangan niyo lang interview natin with the German ambassador. But you know, Germany is not a military power, but it can be easily a military power because it's the third largest economy in the world. They have technological capacity, but they can also provide us all sorts of different capacity building technological assistance, right? Not to mention, who knows, maybe down the road we'll also get submarines from them, buy submarines from them like the Singaporeans or something like that. So there's so much that I think the best tanks also are among the best, are from best submarines, best tanks. A lot of things the Germans can offer. And then, of course, there is Britain. Britain is, I think, pushing also for a reciprocal access agreement. They're helping us with cyber warfare, so on and so forth. And, of course, they're also a big, big power in this part of the world. The idea here is you diversify your relationship so that you're not dependent on just a narrow set of actors, or definitely you don't want to depend on the United States. And then I said, gawin natin Magnificent Seven or the Great Eight. So isama mo na rin ang Canada, who has been very helpful to us in terms of surveillance capacity, ISR. Ipasok mo rin dyan ang Spain. Spain is also a major naval power that we don't talk about as much, but they're very, very willing to help us. You know, this has been a central point of discussion for me with our Spanish counterparts and officials throughout the past year and so. And then, of course, there's Sweden, which is offering us their Gripen, fighter jets just in case hindi natin makuhayang sa US. And as you know, Sweden is a big actor. Right. There were a neutral power for a long time. They have a formidable defense military complex. Hindi lang IKEA, hindi lang mga H&M, mga ganyan. Actually, ayoko yun. Pero maganda yung ano nila. Maganda yung weapon system. Although thank you sa IKEA dito sa lighting system natin. Although hindi naman sila sponsor, pero at least affordable. Malapit sa puso ng mga Ilocano katulad natin. All right, sa lighting systems. So I said, you know, bring it. Make it Magnificent Eight. Make it Fantastic Five. Para hindi ka lang rely doon sa US, etc. So, feeling ko, yung mga ganyan komento, napaka-purile, honestly. It's very strategically purile. Because it doesn't take into consideration all of these diverse networks of partnerships that we're developing all around the world right now. Precisely because we don't want to be over-reliant on the US lang, ganyan, and then, yung mga the usual suspects, ganyan. Eh, Japan rin, may mga limitasyon yan, di ba? Yung Australia din, ang laki ng hundreds of billions ang gagastusin nila doon sa AUKUS submarine deal, hindi pa rin natin alam ano ba talaga mangyayari dyan. So I'm keeping in touch with all of those developments. So talagang we have to go beyond, diba? We have to go beyond, guys. So ito yung article natin, yung sabi ko Fantastic Five, diba? Europe, India, South Korea, yung mga ganun na bansa, diba? And then nagawin natin ano, Magnificent Seven, ganun. So yun ang problema, no? Ayan, Francis Bastos ka, tanggal ka, okay? Mayak sarili mo. Umayos kayo, ha? Pag may block kayo agad, okay. So, yun ang sinasabi ko, guys. You have to have a proper understanding na hindi lang US and China mga nandito. This world is not just US and China. Alright? This world is not just two elephants and the rest of us are grass. That's not true. This is a savanna. This is a zoo. Right? You have lions, you have tigers, you have giraffes, you have also zebras, you have all sorts of things there. So, we have to become a real middle power, and that's doable by maximizing itong mga weapon systems na makukuha natin sa allies, but also developing new partnership, new allies, new capabilities. You get 2 out of 10 here, 2 out of 10 here, 2 out of 10 here. Pag sinama mo yan, ang dami yan. Kaysa umasa ka na lang sa Amerika lang, tapos makukuha ka lang 2-3 lang, wala na. Alright? So, yun ang sinasabi ko. At that's why I find yung mga ganyan interventions na yan, to be honest, alam niyo lang pwede kong sabihin dyan, let's just be nice na lang. Diba? It's puerile, honestly, to put it nicely, to be honest. So we have to go beyond this tuta ng America, tuta ng China. Well, sa bagay, tuta ng China medyo pero yung tuta ng America, I think we're going beyond that. Now, if there's an evidence that talagang ito na binibigay na natin lahat sa America, sir, pakilabas mo, and I'm more than willing to join in criticizing itong mga tao na yan. Alright? So on that note, thank you very much, mga Kameta. I hope you appreciate itong mga late night interventions natin. Ayan, I'm sure nanonood na kayo ng mga kabilang channels. So, ito na. Alam niyo naman, when you come here, what you're gonna get. Diba? It's kind of a mini lecture here and there, okay? Based on latest analysis, cutting edge data, etc. So I hope you appreciate this kind of discussions, real talk, no holds barred, and yeah, straight to the point. Ganun na naman tayo. On that note, thank you very much. God bless and talk to you soon. And please, subscribe dun sa channels natin sa YouTube, subscribe dito sa Facebook, ganun. Support lang, libre lang naman mag-subscribe sa YouTube, libre lang naman mag-like. Although hindi ko alam kung libre yung subscribe sa Facebook, but pag at least subscribe kayo, para pag live ako, okay yung notification, diretso na. Alright, libre lang naman. And please continue to support also our podcasts, sa Apple Podcast, Richard Haydarian Vlog Podcast, and yun ba yung pangalan natin? Richard Haydarian Podcast. Basta yun yung meta natin, di ba? And also Richard Haydarian Podcast sa Spotify. Libre lang mag 5-star, please. Appreciate any support. Lalong-lalo na, medyo mataas na yung andami na natin mga, thankful ako sa inyo sa Spotify, medyo mataas ang ano natin. Yung Apple lang natin, please support, rate natin, please, para lumabas yung ratings niya, di ba? Para medyo ano naman, medyo guwapo tayo ng konti dun sa mga ano natin. Okay, alright? On that note, thank you very much. God bless and talk to you soon.